This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Olympics, Indian hockey team defeated Great Britain 4-2 in the penalty shootout and stormed into semi-final. The men in blue managed to dominate the show after playing one match short for 42 minutes. Harmanpreet Singh drew the first blood for India and Britain's Lee Morton scored the equaliser, which led to the tiebreaker. In badminton today, Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen lost first set 20-22 in the semi-final against Tokyo Olympics gold medalist Victor Axelsen of Denmark. The match is underway. However, in a heartbreak for boxing lovers, Tokyo Olympics medalist pugilist Lovlina Bogohai crashed out after losing to China's Li Qian in the quarter-final of women's 75kg category. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the construction work for Tata's semiconductor unit at Morigaon in Assam has begun. Sharing more details about the plant in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said that this unit will be set up with an investment of 27,000 crore rupees and will generate 15,000 direct and 11 to 13,000 indirect jobs. The Union Minister said that it will be a very big semiconductor plant which will manufacture 4 crore 83 lakh semiconductor chips per day. President Drobdi Murmu will be on a three-nation visit to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste. Beginning the first leg of this visit, President Murmu will depart from New Delhi to Nadi in Fiji later this evening. Our correspondent covering the visit has reported that the President will hold bilateral meetings and will interact with Indian diaspora in Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste. President Murmu's three-nation visit is expected to give further impetus to India's Act East policy and reaffirm India's special focus on Southeast Asia and the Pacific region. The search operation for missing people in the cloudburst incident in Shimla, Mandi and Kullu districts of Himachal Pradesh is underway for the fourth day today. Total 44 people are still missing in the cloudburst incidents in the state. Out of it, 36 people are missing in Samej area of Rampur in Shimla district. The NDRF and SDRF teams equipped with live detector devices to find the missing people. Deputy Commissioner of Shimla district Anupam Kashyap reviewed the current situation with the search team. He said the force deployed for the search operation will be increased. Indian Army has intensified its ongoing humanitarian assistance and disaster relief operations in Himachal Pradesh by mobilizing several resources following the cloudburst and landslides in Shimla and Mandi districts. In Britain, violent clashes swept across several cities following the murder of three young girls in knife attack in northwest of the country. Riots involving hundreds of anti-immigration protesters have erupted in Liverpool, Bristol, Hull and Belfast, located in different corners of the UK. Police were injured in clashes with far-right protesters yesterday after false information spread rapidly on social media that the suspect in Monday's knife attack in Southport was a radical Muslim migrant. Last week, three young girls were killed and several others critically injured after a knife attack on a children's dance club in Southport of the country. This sparked mass protests and clashes with police amid unconfirmed reports that the knife man was a refugee. Police have said the suspect, Axel Rudakubana, 17, was born in Britain, but protests by anti-immigration and anti-Muslim demonstrators continued. In Bangladesh, the day began with the incidents of violence amid quota protesters' call for nationwide non-cooperation movement. The protesters have rejected Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's proposal for talks and announced a one-point demand of her resignation. Most of the shops and other private offices were closed since morning amid the protest of students and mass people. All educational institutions, including schools, have been closed for last 2 weeks after the government declared curfew across Bangladesh following massive violence in mid of July. In men's cricket, the second one-day international of three-match series between India and host Sri Lanka is underway at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. Opting to bat first, Sri Lanka were 89 for 3 in 22 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, the Islanders eked out a tie in the first match, so both teams will be vying to register their first win today. On the other hand, visitors are seeking another series victory in one-day internationals following a 3-0 whitewash of T20 international series against the host. And that is the end of this news bulletin.